Good morning, Maxie.
Good morning, Jonesy.
Hey, listen, I just asked Hammer about Mudcat and how he got his nickname. And I don't know, and he didn't know, and I wonder if you know.
I don't know. I knew Mudcat. I guess I never asked. That's funny you say that. I never asked Mudcat how he got that, but I'm sure that Jim Cott would know or somebody like that. But Mudcat was, I can remember in 1965, I don't remember this because I was barely around, but I remember my dad telling me the story. He went to the World Series game where Mudcat Gratt pitched the win and he hit a home run. As you know, pitchers hit back then, of course, for the American League as well, and he hit a home run against the Dodgers in the same game. And I think my dad said he had standing room only tickets, and he watched that game. I heard my dad tell that story a few times over the years. But Mudcat was also a great singer, and he would sing national anthems and things like that. He was a gospel singer, kind of, and so he could. He was an entertainer when he came back for other, you know, for reunion tours and all that stuff. Mm-hmm, usually he'd work in, you know, he'd get a rendition of something in somewhere. But good athlete, went on to play for the Oakland A's and was a part of that 65 team, of course, that did that put Minnesota on the map in baseball.
Yep. I was a child, but still, I don't remember it. But good for Mudcat. Sorry to see him go. Listen. We can sort of briefly touch on the Twins because they didn't do great and they're kind of in a tough spot. They are playing tonight. They are our team. So a quick check of the Twins, and then I want to ask you about the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, the Twins are, it's just everything looks hard for them right now. And, you know, it was interesting. I saw the Yankees have only won two of their last nine games. Well, those two were against the Twins. So it wasn't like this big, bad Yankee team came in and beat them up. And then, of course, Houston has a really good team. But the Twins are supposed to be really good. And as I talked to you at 7:40, if you don't pitch, you got no chance. And it's not that they're hitting that well. But and defensively, they're just okay. They're not great. That's a lot of things that they, you know, that are underperforming for this team. And yeah, you can get Buxton back and Kepler, is, you know, working with the Saints right now. So he might not be far down the road. I have no idea what they're going to get out of Kepler anymore, though. It's been so long since we've seen him really, perform, and Garver's sitting on the sidelines, but all that stuff, lots of teams have lots of injuries. And I lost a little hope this last week because when you're at home, I don't care if you're playing the Yankees, Nationals, if you're a good team, and you go, 2-4 for the week? That's a really bad week. That's a really bad week, and it's really hard to make up for pitching, which is your number one nemesis. It's really hard to make that up right now.
Right. Hey, the Vikings opening up a mini camp. What's the big story there?
Well, I don't even think it's a big story, but if Danielle Hunter shows up or not will be a storyline because this is a mandatory camp. Everything else has been voluntary, and he's talked about wanting a different contract even though he didn't play last year. So that'll be a storyline. It will get more play than it probably deserves. It's not akin to Aaron Rodgers, et cetera, but that'll be a storyline. Then above and beyond that, what they can do, the difference between mini camps and what we've seen the last couple of weeks is they can put the pads on and they can do a little bit more football kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you get to see, you know, guys, and last year they didn't have access to any of this because COVID, all that got wiped out, all the off-season training. So they get to see their rookies, and that's generally what they look at is rookies and first-year players and see where they're at. So it's not a big deal for the fans. It's more a big deal for the coaches.
All right. Gopher men's basketball team opening summer workouts. I bet they'll be wearing name tags, you think?
Oh, my gosh. But I got a call this weekend from somebody that knows it. Trevor Winter, the old Gopher, his son, they offered a scholarship to. He's a class of 23, but I think they're beginning the push for, let's lock up the borders right now. And he'd be the kind of kid that a Wisconsin would come in and get normally. So maybe they can get after him. I don't think he's accepted it yet, but at least they're on him. And then Ben will have this commence. But the players are from all over. You know, they're all in, I assume, for summer school right now. Mm-hmm. And getting to know each other because they lost everybody basically, you know, from last year's team.
Yeah.
And, you know, Marcus Carr sitting out there. I don't know if he's going to get a two-way contract if he goes to the NBA draft or not. But they got a lot to do in a short time. And you're putting a team together that's basically completely new. new to each other, new to the coaching staff. So they got a lot of work to do, and this will be, their step in it. But I was out last week doing a video for the YMCA, a fundraiser, and Ben was as well. We were both on the same show. And he's really a good guy, really a good man. And it'll be interesting to see how he and Dave Thorson really in concert can convert that into some players.
Maxi, were you surprised to see Phoenix handle Denver in four games?
Yeah. I mean, to see Chris Paul play at this level that he's playing at right now, and obviously they had Devin Booker, et cetera. And Denver lost Jamal Murray during the season, so they went into the playoffs short of player, but Jokic gets thrown out of the game yesterday in frustration, and he's a great, great player. And yeah, I mean, it was just workmanlike. It was, wow. And it'd be kind of interesting if they played Utah down there. They could almost drive to each other's games, I think. And the Clippers on the other side of it, of course. And then Milwaukee played Brooklyn, and Kyrie Irving turned his ankle badly. And so, obviously, he's a key cog for Brooklyn, and I haven't heard a summation of what his prognosis is going forward, but that means a lot.
All right, let's wrap it up with some NHL playoff action. Las Vegas and Montreal, first time in over a year that a Canadian team gets to cross the border, right?
Yeah, because the COVID, they've had to wait and wait and wait and wait, and then they had their own little outbreak out there. So, yeah, that's a step in the right direction. Las Vegas opened that series with Colorado and got beat 7-1 or whatever coming off the Wild, and then they rebounded from that. But, this should be the Islanders, obviously, have been a storyline as well, what they've done so far, and they had that great rendition of the national anthem the other day, which was really cool.
Yeah.
But they seem to be playing a pretty good defensive brand of hockey. And Brock Nelson's playing real well from a local guy. They've got a lot of Minnesota flavor. Nick Letty's on that team. Anders Lee got hurt. But a lot of Minnesota influence on that Islander team.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. Thanks, Maxie. Good to talk to you. Have a beautiful day.
You too, Jonesy. Appreciate it.
All right. Mike Max with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 8:48. Good morning.